The death toll from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria continues to rise. At least 28,000 people are dead, and the quake hit an area covering hundreds of square miles, collapsing thousands of buildings. NPR's Jason Beaubien is near the epicenter of the quake in Turkey. He says the focus now is on recovering bodies rather than rescuing survivors. And we'll note this story for about 3 minutes contains disturbing descriptions.
As a rescue team carries a black body bag out of a debris pile that was once a multi-story apartment block, a group of women wail with grief. Workers hold back a young man who lunges at the bag, wanting to see if it's really his mother. An old woman collapses on the ground in tears. This is just one family in front of one rubble pile in a landscape of collapsed buildings. Scenes like this are unfolding across a vast swath of southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. It's been more than 3 days since the quake hit when most residents were sleeping. Many people here in Kahramanmaraş, commonly known as Maraş, have accepted that they're waiting for their loved ones' bodies rather than their loved ones themselves. Getting a full body back to bury would be a blessing. Others say they'd take anything, a scarf, a shoe. Haktan Saka is sitting on a pile of debris, watching local volunteers pull blankets and steel bars out of another pile that used to be his sister's seven-story apartment building.
Did they find any people in here alive?
Burada hiç.
Az da olsa. Az.
Yeah, very few people.
Saka says through an interpreter that he's accepted that his sister, brother-in-law, and their child are gone.
Artık kurtarma işi bitti. Defin işlemleri için cenazeleri çıkartıyoruz.
Right now, they're not looking for rescue. They're looking for funerals.
Prior to Monday, the city of Maraş had just over 1 million residents. Now, most of the center of the city lies in ruins. Work crews with bulldozers and backhoes cut valleys through the fields of debris. Swollen black body bags sit waiting for collection in front of some of the rubble piles. The quake also knocked out the electricity and running water. People huddle around open fires to stay warm. Others are sleeping in their cars. The air is filled with dust, wood smoke, and the distinct stench of rotting flesh. One woman describes the current scene in her city as apocalyptic. Some help is arriving. In an open lot next to what used to be a major shopping mall, there's now a soup kitchen and a large white party tent. Bulent Yildirim is with a local Turkish aid group that's providing hot meals to residents and rescue workers.
Lentil soup.
In just a matter of days, local aid groups have arrived and are handing out food, blankets, toilet paper. There are piles of bottled water lining the main road. A tent city has gone up in a soccer stadium. What's missing are so many people. 55-year-old Nuriye Comru says so many of her friends and relatives are dead, she can't even say how many were killed in the quake.
Firstly, from family, four people died, but from the relatives, five people in one building, seven people in one building, so she's not able to count right now.
Her hands are bloodied and bandaged from digging through the rubble to search for her son. Miraculously, on Monday, hours after the quake, searchers found Jomru's two-week-old granddaughter in the debris. The baby girl is named Alper. She's alive, and she's healthy. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kahramanmaraş, Turkey.